We're learning Mizrach Nizyum and Daf Lamed Tesim and Beis. Start a little bit on, at the end of Lamed Tesim and Aleph. The Gemara talks about the different things that with my Shimon at Tzadik was the Kayin Gadol. So for 40 years, the Gadol was Elo B'Yamin, the Lashon Shel Zahiris was Malbin, and the Ner Meravi was always Dalek. And one of the things was that the Kahanim, the Eishel Maracha was Mizgaber. Lo Yikanim Shichim Lavi Eitzel Maracha Chutz Mishnei Gizri Eitzel. The Eishel Mizbeach was Mizgaber. You didn't have to ever add firewood except for two logs of wood. Shnei Gizri Eitzel. Kedei L'Kayim Be'am Mitzvah Eitzel. And the Shnei Gizri Eitzel weren't because he needed them for the fire. He had to Mekayim the Mitzvah Eitzel. Rashi says, what is Shnei Gizri Eitzel? He said, Rashi, Shel Bein Arbayim, Shein Chay V'Kaminim Epirikin Deleil. Except for the Shnei Gizri Eitzel of Bein Arbayim. Because they're in chayva, like it says in Pirkei Neleil. So the Gaya Sabach says, why did Rashi say Shel Bein Arbayim? V'lo Yavanti, the Rav Shakra saying chayva gemavur sham. Why did Rashi say Shel Bein Arbayim? He's saying he didn't need extra firewood, he just needed Shnei Gizri Eitzel. It's mavur in the Gemara earlier that there was a din Shnei Gizri Eitzel Meshachris, and another din Shnei Gizri Eitzel Bein Arbayim. So why did Rashi say Bein Arbayim Mepela? So the Rishash and the Sasemis, they both say that the Gemara was talking about after the Seder HaMaracha. In other words, they needed more than Shnei Gizri Eitzel. Every single morning you have to Masada the Maracha. And a lot of Eitzel. You make a whole pile of Eitzel every morning called the Seder HaMaracha. And that was done. Doesn't matter if the Eishim Mizbeach was Mizgaber. You needed a Seder Maracha every morning. And in that Seder Maracha, the last things you do in the Seder Maracha is the official Shnei Gizri Eitzel. And that's how it's done in the morning. It's done, the Shnei Gizri Eitzel is done together with the Seder HaMaracha. So we're not discussing that. We're not discussing the Seder HaMaracha, and we're not discussing the Shnei Gizri Eitzel in the morning, because that's part of the Seder HaMaracha. So what does it mean the Kahanim didn't have to bring any wood except for two Gizri Eitzel? If we're talking about the Seder HaMaracha, they brought more than two Gizri Eitzel. They made a whole Maracha. So it means after the Seder HaMaracha. Now, the Shnei Gizri Eitzel in the morning is part of the Seder HaMaracha. So Mamela, they wouldn't mention that. But it means after that, the only other wood that was added after the Seder Maracha was the Shnei Gizri Eitzel, specifically of Ben Arabai. As they state in the Rishash and the Sasemis. Now the Dvas also Mavuri learned that way. Because the Dvas says that Ayubazai from Rashi it's Mavuri that there was no din Seder Maracha ba'arfis. Because this whole shtickle could only work if you say that the they only did a Seder Maracha b'shachris, not b'arvis. So then you could say that when it says that the Kahanim did not have to bring any wood except for Shnei Gizri Eitzel, it means besides for the Seder Maracha. And the Seder Maracha in the morning included Shnei Gizri Eitzel. So it means the Shnei Gizri Eitzel of Bein Arbayim. But if there was a Seder Maracha of Bein Arbayim, so again, Rashi wouldn't stim. If it means the wood, with the exception of Seder Maracha, the Shnei Gizri Eitzel was both shachris and Bein Arbayim. So Zakir Dva stated in Rashi that there was no Seder Maracha of Bein Arbayim. And he says it's Mustaber that way. He holds that way also. He says Taisus held that way. But he brings Yesha Kas to the Talmud of Arbayim also needed a Seder Maracha. So when the Gemara says Shnei Gizri Eitzel, it means besides for the Seder Maracha, and then it would mean Shachris and Bein Arbayim. So Kuntes Interessanta Machlaikis, was there another Seder Maracha of Bein Arbayim or not? The Dva brings that Rashi and Taisus holds there weren't. And Yesh Shekasu that there was. The Rambam is also Mavur like Rashi and Taisa Susa. The Rambam Nuchas Svidim Musaf and Berik Vav Alachi and Alam says, Ukusaydish Aisim Machayim Abayka Kach Aisim Bein Arabayim, Chutz Me Aroma Sedeshim Mizmeh Chachitzayim, Vesaydim Arachas, Fapayasais. Shein Aisim Dram Eilu Bechayim Ela Beshacha Bavan. He says, Mefurish, that the Seydim Aracha, like the Chuma Sedeshim and the Pais, were only done in the morning. And that's the Pshat in Rashi. Now another thing that was mentioned was the Me'ira that was there in the Lechem at the Seis by the Shimon at Sadi was a Bracha by the Lechem Aponim, Shtei Lechem and Omer. And therefore, every Kohen got a Kezayis and some ate it and was Seveyah, some ate it and were Meisir. But afterwards it was a Me'ira and the Lashon Gemara is called Kohenim Megiyah Kippur Hatznu Meishim Misidayim Ve'gonim Neitlim Va'echlim. So the Taisa Shanim says like this. He says it's known that Meishim Sidayim is because all they had was a pull. If they would have the Kezayis, they wouldn't be Meishim Sidayim because it's a mitzvah sechila. Snuim also want to be mekayim mitzvahs. And if you have lechem aponim, or shnei alechem, or oimer, and you have the kezayis, avanda, they would not be meishim shneim, they would eat it to mekayim the mitzvahs achila. But Khan, his lashon is lo'ayim mitzvah achila legamri, kevin shein shem alakapul, v'lo'ay yisveim. So since it was only a pool, they weren't sveim, so it's not a mitzvah achila legamri, and that's where they are meishim shneim. And that's what the Taizir Rosh says in the Ritva also, that, now when the Gemara says it's snuim, meishim shneim, is because they didn't get a kezayis. They would get a kezayis, they would never be meishim shneim, because they would want to be mekayim the mitzvah. But since they only didn't get a kezayis, so Mamela, that's why they were meishim shneim, because they wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah anyway. Now the Taizir Shanim asked the Kasha, how could it be, when they got kapul, how could it work? How could they be mekayim the mitzvah achila? And his lashon is, hech the megin kapul is sveim, hech mekayim mitzvah achila. He says, leiboy kezayis legamri, ele kezayis odif v'chashiva achila, you don't need a kezayis legami. It's better to have a kezayis. It's considered achila. And if you didn't have enough for everyone to have a kezayis, so that's what they did. Shilas, what does he mean exactly? You do need a kezayis. You don't need a kezayis. Heichem kai mitzvah achila. You don't need a kezayis legami. What's pashup shat? So there's an interesting thing. There's a mitzchias in the back of the Gemara, and he quotes the Chassam Sofer in his pirish, in his Hagayis mitzchias, and the Chassam Sofer is there. We have it, a tshuva that he wrote to the mitzchias. Mitzchias wants to be paish of this Gemara, and the Shal Achreinim asks like this. We know that Chatzis Shir is Asim and Atayr. What about a Chatzis Shir by a mitzvah? Maybe Mishnah Melech speaks about the Shal. Kam Achreinim speaks about the Shal. Don't rely too much. But there's a Shal, you look in the Shari Tshuva, and Arachayim Simon Tafai and Chesiv Katan Beis, he talks about the Shal. Let's say, all you have is a half a Gezayis of Matzah. You mechuyiv to eat the Matzah, if you don't have a shir kezayis, do you say that a chatzis shir is aichapis? Just like a chatzis shir is asim in the Torah, a chatzis shir is also a mitzvah. You mechuyiv to be kezayis, but you don't have a kezayis, you yaitse apis with a chatzis shir also. So the Mitzki says this Gemara is a raya not, because why would it's new Moshe Mitzvahim? If they'll be able to mekayim a mitzvah with a chatzis shir, so let him eat a chatzis shir. Elamai, you're not mekayim a mitzvah altogether. That's why they are Moshe Mitzvahim. As they bring the Mitzkis. But he says that the Chassam Sofer, Moshe Sofer impressed me because he says, wrote to me, it's not a right. Because here there's no mitzvah on the gavra to eat. The mitzvah is on the korban it should be eaten. The Omer, there's no mitzvah. Every kohen doesn't have a mitzvah to eat. He's not mechuyev to eat. The mitzvah is on the kolis of the korban it should be eaten. And that's why he's not mechuyev to eat. Another kohen could eat. By matzah, where you have a chiyev gavra to eat, could be that chiyev would be even a chatzis shir. Avadi mechuyev to eat a shir. But in case you don't have a shir, mechuyev even a chatzis shir. That's what the Koranim discuss. But here is b'chol a mitzvah on the gavra to eat. There's no mitzvah on every kohen to eat. There's a mitzvah that should be eaten. The Beis Halevi Yosef Amish says the same svara. The Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph, Sim Bezai Zayin. And he brings this Gemara. Because that he says, that's the pshat. Why it's okay if it's a Giyah Kapul? Because normally we have a din ein achila pekusim mikazayis. So what's pshat in the Gemara that a pull works? The teretz is because there's no mitzvah on any gavra. The mitzvah is that it should be eaten. Between all the kanim who was eaten, there's no din of ein achila pekusim mikazayis. So the Chassam Sofer, we like I told you, we have this tshuva to the Chassam Sofer, it's in the Chassam Sofer Chaim Simon Kufmem, and he says that this is pshat in the Taizir Shanim, right? He says the Chayyish Shver Losh in the Taizir Shanim. Taizir Shanim says that Naimir Rebbe, only because it was Kapul, Kazayis, there weren't Meshkam Yedeim, because they'll be Mekai in the Mitzvah Zachila. But here there wasn't a Mitzvah Zachila Legamri. And then he asked the Kasha, so how could they be Mekai in the Mitzvah Zachila when they get a pull? And his answer is, Leiboy Kazayis Legamri, Lekazayis Odif, Vechashiva Achila, Ulukul Mechel Lechalik Bishav. He says like this. There's two dinim. The Chiyav is that it should be eaten. And for that you don't need a Kazayis. That's the Pshan, what he means, Leiboy Kazayis Legamri. But the Shaila is, there's a Kiyam Mitzvah for anyone eating Kachim. He gets a Kiyam Mitzvah. That Kiyam Mitzvah is only the Kezayis. So Mela, when you could get a Kezayis, so even it's Tznumudi. They want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Achilas Kachim. But when they can't get a Kezayis, so then, the Mitzvah, they're not going to get a Kiyam Mitzvah on their own. Or not a real one. Maybe there's a Chatzin Shir, maybe there's some Minyan if there's no choice, but they're not going to get a Kiyam Mitzvah on their own. So figure shine. Let other people eat it. Let them eat it kezayis. The ma'isa will be eaten altogether. Now, Mitzkiyas is bothered. Rashi Mefurish says, and the other Shainim are also Klai Mashman that way. Rashi says, Umei Shimon, es mi shimagia kapul loyim Meshim Gedeh. Then the days of Shimon at Tzaddik, even if you got a kapul, you wouldn't be Meshim Gedeh. He wanted to know why. If they decide why they'll Meshim Gedeh in this, because there won't be a key in Mitzvah, what's the difference if they will be Sevei or not? Just because they're Sevei, they won't be Meshim Gedeh in the Meshim, there won't be a key in Mitzvah. He says, Ritva says of Pshat, in the days of Shimon at Tzaddik, everyone got a Kazayas. But the Jews of Ritva is the Maisim ask him to Rashi, that even if they would be Megi or Kapul, they wouldn't be Meshkim. The Rishayim are clear that way. The Taisis Shishanim, the Lashin is, Ayme Rebbe, Dafka Megi or Kapul, Ava Kazayas, 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 Ava So that he also says it, and the Dvar also is mashman that way, that he's masking to Rashi, that even if they would get a kapul, b'mei Shimon at Tzaddik, they would eat it. Sam Seif is also mavura that way. I think the svara is that maybe it has a din kazayis. Since there's a brach in the lechem, so does that the kazayis was yesha akhul v'haisit, so they couldn't eat a full kazayis. So maybe just like you find the mashal by a barrier, that you have a din, you make a brach achreina, because it has the chashivas. Right? You see, I think it's a shaila the Taz brings down by schnapps, where generally you don't need a revius. And maybe it's din brach achreina even less than a revius, because you match of it. That's not the normal drink. So here, could be an asif shat, that b'mei Shimon at Tzaddik, when they be surveyed with the pole, so that's a kiyam achila. That's a chashivas, that's a kiyam achila. You don't need a shake his eyes. When it's Akshavei, could be you can have a shiva without a kazayis. And now let's start the sugya on the bottom of the Amid, towards the bottom. Amr Rabbi Yane, Ali is girl mitar kalfi ma'akevis, hanacha ina ma'akevis. Rabbi Yane says, the agrol itself is ma'akev. If you don't have the Ali is girl mitar kalfi, which is the agrol, it doesn't work. But the hanacha is not ma'akev. And Rabbi Yechanan says, afali ina ma'akevis. The agrol itself is also not ma'akev. So the Gemara is two lashemis. The first lashin holds, because Bemis and Machoik is a Behudin of Nechemia, had a dash in the Pasuk of Chukah. Rabbi Nechemia holds that Chukah, the Ikov, it goes on all the Avedis Yemi Kippurin, even the ones Bechutz, all the ones in Big Day Lavin are Makav, and Rabbi Yudah holds no, the African ones Beflim are Makav. So here the Agrola is done with Big Day Lavin, but it's done Bechutz. So the first Lashon holds that according to Rabbi Nechemia, it's Pashat it's Makav, because it's everything that's done with Big Yilavin is Ma'akev. The Shailah is according to Behuda. No, well, that was the second Lashon. I mean, the first Lashon holds according to this Pasha is not Ma'akev, because not Bifnim. The Shailah is according to Ibn Nechemya. Do you say that it's Ma'akev, because it goes like Nechemya? Do you say, no, Agrol Olam Aveidi. Only an Aveidah is Ma'akev, Agrol Olam Aveidah. And the second Lashon holds that according to Rabbi Nechemya, everyone holds it's Ma'akev. The Shailah is according to Behuda. Do you say according to Behuda it's not Ma'akev because it's not Bifnim, it's Bechutz? Or do you say you have a Asher Ola two times to tell you it's Ma'akev? So Rishayim ask a kasha. If you're going like Ibn Nechemya Lamashal, and you're saying according to Ibn Nechemya that Agrol is Ma'akev, why isn't the Hanach also Ma'akev? According to the second Lashon, the argument according to Behuda, so according to Behuda Asher Ola two times is only by the Aliyah, not by the Hanach, only by the Agrol. But according to Lashon Rishon, that the time is also in Nechemya, so what's the chilti in the Agrol and the Hanacha? And even according to Lashon Sheni, Lamaisa, according to Nechemya, which the Kuli Alma that girl is Makav, we still say the Hanacha is not Makav. Why not? So the Taiz Rishonim and the Taiz Rosh and the Ritva say, because there's no Svara that Hanacha Shem Makav. There are any Mavurim inside that Agrol, there's no Svara that the Hanacha Shem Makav. And the Ritva, he says a little bit more. He says, "B'emes and everyone's masking to the svara that something which is not an aved is not ma'akev." Just like Rabbi Yechanan said that a girl is not an aved is not ma'akev. Koshkin and Nacha is not an aved since he already has the agrola. Then the shaila is, but why should there be a chilek a girl and a nacha? Why do we say that a girl hanacha is not an aved and it's not ma'akev? So why is a girl a ma'akev? Why is it so pashut to the Gemara? Nacha is zichah not ma'akev. That's for sure, because there's no svara to be ma'akev, and a girl is against your shayla. Yeah, the Gemara is a svara of a girl of a vaidi, but the Gemara is a svara, you don't say that. According to the second Lashon, everyone agrees that a girl is ma'akev, according to Reb Nechemya. So what's the vart? So I want to say like this. The Rambam paskins a girl is ma'akev, and a girl is not ma'akev. That's the psak of the Rambam. But he says like this. He says, since Hagrola is Ma'akiv and Anocha is not Ma'akiv, Lefichach Anocha Ksheri Bezar, Valiyas Gerolas Min Akalfi Psula Bezar. He says, who would then Lagabi Azar, if a non-Kayan would go and do the Anocha, it would be Kosher. The Anocha would be Niskayan. He doesn't have, they don't have to do another Anocha. But if a non-Kayan would do the Hagrola, it wouldn't work. And the reason is because Hagrola is Ma'akiv and Anocha is not Ma'akiv. But the Rambam says, Klar, that Hagrola is not an Avodah. He says that Agrola Makev is Afi She'ein Aveda. So either way, it's not an Aveda. Agrola is not an Aveda, Anoch is not an Aveda, but since Agrola is Ma'akiv, so Mela is Psula Bazar. As I state in the Rambam, it's an Ilchas Aveda She'ein Gemur Be'e Gemur Lachi Gemur. So like a Mishnah asks a Kasha, the Gemara says later on that Ben Beis, if Shkita's Parish Lion is Cheyer Bazar. Why? Why don't you say that it's Ma'akiv, you need a Kohen Gadol? Because Shkita Lav Aveda He. So you see that even something which is ma'akev, the shechita is pyra, certainly ma'akev. The carbon is not kosher without a shechita, but since it's not an aveda, so it's cherub bizarre, even in Yom Kippur. So since the Rambam passages that grol is not an aveda, so even if it's ma'akev, why should it be different than shechita? Shechita is also ma'akev, but since it's lav aveda, it's cherub bizarre. So why do you say that a grol also, since it's lav aveda, why are we saying that it's psula bizarre? Thus, fact the Lecha Mishnah. So Achrayim in the Mikdash David and Rav Meisha Salavechik, Rav Chaim son of Meisha Salavechik, in the Chedushe Agram Vagrid on the Rambam, they say like this. The Yisayda Davar is, it's Mavura from later in the Sugya, and Rashi pretty much says it here also. If Hagrola is not Ma'akiv, so Kum Dais, when the Kayin decides that one of the Seerim is Lashem and one of the Seerim is Lazazel, it's Chal. And this seer becomes a chatas Hashem, and the other seer becomes a seer la'azazel. But if a grola is ma'akiv, there is no way for the kayin to create that this is a seer la'Hashem and this is a seer la'azazel. So that answers the Lecha Mishnah's kasha. Stam mitzad the din avedam, you say it's not an aveda, semel, you don't need a kayin. But the Torah, shtel the vek ha'grola, as the way this becomes a seer la'Hashem, this becomes a seer la'azazel. And the Torah says the Kohen Gadol does the Hagrola. If it's Zara does the Hagrola, it's not Chal. And it's not Nesbar in the Seirim that way. Shechita is a Maisa, it's a Shechita. The Maisa is Keshachdin. It's not an Aveda, it's Ksheri Bazar. But the Hagrola, since it has the Tuwaif, the Bir of the Seirim, that can only be done by the Kohen. So Meila, this is a Pshad and Rishayna Musso. The Hanachid is no Tzad that it should be Ma'akiv. Hanachid is not an Aveda. Anything that's not an Aveda won't be Ma'akiv. But Agrola, even though it's not an Aveda, but the Agrola is what's necessary to be Tigvei, that should be a Chatas. That's the Svara that it's Ma'akiv. The man the Amor is not Ma'akiv, is a Pshat the Kohen Gadol could do without it. Like Rashi says, Klorin, Afali Eina Ma'akevis. Rashi says, If you carry a Kohen Shem Chatas al Echad, V'shem Azaz al Chaveri, a cook for boy Agrola. And on the man the Amor of Ma'akiv, he says, She'ein Asir Mishmash, V'zel Shem Azaz al Alpi Agaril. But that's the Yisrael in Shal Advarim. So that's the only reason why Hagrola should be Ma'akiv, is only because the Seer and the Sparish that way. Hanocha, since it's not necessary for the Seer to be Sparish, there's no Tzad it should be Ma'akiv. Now the Gemara Siri asks the following question. According to the first Lashon, Rabbi Eichon holds, nobody holds it's Ma'akiv. Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees it's not Ma'akiv. And even in the Chemia, Rabbi Eichon holds, since Agrol Alav Avedi, it's not Ma'akiv. So the Gemara Siri asks, the Mishnah later in the Samach Bey says, that if let's say, one of the Seerim died before the Agrola, so we just get another Seer as a Zug for the second one. That's the Halacha. But if after the Agrola, one of the Seerim die, so we have to go and get another two Seerim, make Agrola, and we'll lose one of the Seerim. Right, you have Lashem and Lazazel, let's say the Lashem dies, so you need to get two more Seerim, and make the Agrola, and you lose Lazazel. Or who would then the other way, if let's say Lazazel dies, so you need to get two more Seerim, make the Agrola, you lose the one Lashem. So Shaila, which one you use in the Gemara there? But you lose one of them. So the Shaila is, if no Tana holds Agrola's Ma'akiv, why do we do it that way? Why do we make another Agrola and lose the carbon? If Agrola is not Ma'akiv, so don't have Agrola. Bring another carbon without a grola. As I fake the Gemara Suri, Elam, how are you going to say, he says, Al Samitzis HaGrola L'chadchila, that's enough to lose the seer. But the problem is, there's also a din of l'kichasa ka'achas. And that's even before the agrola. So for the mitzvah of l'kichasa ka'achas, we don't say that we're going to lose a seer. We just buy another seer and know l'kichasa ka'achas. So what's the chilek? L'gabe the mitzvah of l'kichasa ka'achas, we say we don't want to lose a seer for it. But l'gabe the mitzvah of agrola, we lose the seer for it. That's the effect of gvura seri. Now the emes in Daf Samach Beis, the Teis Hashanim already asked this kasha, and the Teis Hashanim there already is mechalik between the mitzvah of agrola, which there we say the mitzvah, we do lose the seer for that, and for the mitzvah of Chavos Achas you don't. The Midrash of Ram here explains that you could say a zamin svara, that Hagrol is a pshat, that's a din in the carbon. A carbon with hagrol is a different carbon than a carbon without hagrol. See, he brings the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos says, let's say you shecht the carbon, and after you shechted it, you find a better carbon. Before you did the whole avodas hakohen, before you did this week, after you shecht, you find a better carbon. So like the Gemara in Menachos, you bring the better carbon. Even though you're going to waste this carbon, doesn't matter, there's a din hid the mitzvah. So hid the mitzvah is deicha, even if you're going to have a hefset kachim, still, I'll say the mitzvah, you bring the better carbon. So who would then hear? A carbon with agrola is an undersut carbon. It's in the etzim carbon that it's a carbon with agrola. So even though you can end up wasting a sar, but you want to bring a sar with agrola, that's a better carbon than a sar without agrola. Like a chasen ka'achas is not a din in the carbon. It's a mitzvah. When you're doing the seer, the mitzvah is to buy them together. But it doesn't become how in the carbon the din like a chasen ka'achas. So Mela, if let's say one of them dies, so now you don't have to go and waste the other one to do a kichas and ka'achas, because you're not having a better carbon that way. It's a mitzvah l'chatchila, but now it's been the evid. One of them died, so you buy one, another one. Mashenka and agrola is not only a mitzvah to do agrola, it's a din in the carbon. The carbon itself is a besser carbon outside agrola. So Mela, that's why it's kedai to waste the carbon to have a better carbon. But I think another mahalach. But you could say like this, Hagrola, Mavan the din that it's a mitzvah mitzad the carbon, it's a din mitzad avaydis hayayim. Mitzad avaydis hayayim, even though it's not ma'akev, but there's a mitzvah hagrola mitzad avaydis hayayim. It's part of the avaydis hayayim. So mainly we could waste the carbon or to mekayim the mitzvah avaydis hayayim. The kichas and ka'achas is a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah in the seydi yom kippur. So mainly if you don't have it, so good. You're not going to waste the carbon to go get it. Vashenken, the mitzvah sagrol is a mitzvah in the say the yom kippurim. A mitzvah in the say the yom kippurim, even if it's going to end up wasting karma to do this mitzvah, it's kedai, even though it's not ma'akev. I think the Teis Hashanim there is mashma that way. I think that the teretz of the Teis Hashanim there is that the L'kachacha Ka'asi says, Ikim mitzvah se'ena l'me esmo. Even though you could really buy it on Yom Kippur, but Ikim l'chas is not b'yom kippur. Vashenken agrola, the Ikim mitzvah sagrola is on Yom Kippur. I think it means it's a din in the Seder Ayim Nagrola. So Mel, that's why you would waste the carbon, even you would even waste the carbon to do the mitzvah Sagrola. That's what I think the Pshat is.